I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Play ball. All right, I call this meeting to order.
Look at all these pens with nothing to sign.
Oh, I lied. What's first?
Public comment. But we can...
None?
Whatever you wanted.
Public comment. What I can do... Well, I guess I can put it in here, right?
Public comment on our item.
We have to public comment only on the item right now. And then we'll move past that. Then we'll go all out right. There.
Moving on. So we're at the resolution. I shall read the resolution. Resolution 546, a resolution to update the wage pay scale for the employees of the town of Frauenburg. Whereas, the town council shall determine by ordinance or resolution the salaries and compensation of elected and appointed city officers and all city employees. Whereas, from time to time, applicants for employment may be considered to have various degrees of experience, training, education, and other qualifications, which would require more flexible ability to establish salary and or wages. Whereas, to attract the best applicants for town jobs, the town council must have the flexibility to offer differing salaries and or wages based upon experience. Now, therefore, it be resolved by the town council, the town of Frauenburg, Montana. So the salary and wage scale, did you guys look at this? Where our wages were?
No.
I glanced at it.
So the public works director would top out at 35. The part-time city employee would top out at 28. Clerk treasurer full-time 35. Clerk treasurer part-time 22. General laborer would top out at 20. At budget time, the town council shall have the sole discretion to increase salaries and wages. 3. $1 raise given for achievement of water certificate, $1 raise given for achievement of wastewater certificate, $1 raise for achievement of human resource certificate. If duly passed and adopted at the regular town meeting council, this 29th day of October 2025, the resolution shall become effective immediately upon passage. We don't have to do this one twice?
No.
But I move to amend this.
Okay.
And that, otherwise we're not going to be in compliance.
Okay.
So the clerk, full-time starting 21 to 35.
21 to 35?
Uh-huh. Just so we're in compliance. Otherwise we're
compliance
not.
Compliance with what?
Because she's not making 25 at the current time.
Oh,
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, well, okay. we just keep her down there and then she work harder.
Well, I put it 25 because that's what we had discussed at the meeting, so now we just have to officially change.
But we had talked about it, so it doesn't look, you know, so.
Can we amend that?
I'll just make a change, yeah.
And then I have one quick question. Regarding the public works director at 35, is that an additional, like, let's say we start at 35 and then he gets a water certificate, 36, 37, 38? Okay. I'm just, how it noted, I didn't know if that was upon, you know, if we had it.
It's pretty standard. I think these guys would say the same thing. It's pretty standard right now. If you look on city leagues and towns, the majority of them that are like, you get a dollar for this, you get a dollar for that.
In your population size. It's,
yeah.
Right. And the attract people to the job that are qualified.
Yeah. And generally, if you're starting off at 35, they've got their water certificate.
That's kind of what I was
saying. They've got their sewer certificate.
Yeah, right.
If you're starting off lower, you know, at 25, they don't have it.
Well, they're going to stay where they're at, too.
Yeah.
Probably making that voice.
Yeah.
I was just curious if that was in addition to the 35 an hour. So I'm good.
The public works job is the one that he's going to take the brunt of.
Yeah,
I mean
he's the
man.
Yeah,
he's the one that takes the brunt of everything.
But at that wage, well,
and I mean everything.
And you should probably in that wage too, in that category, you're probably going to see 40 to 50, 60-year-old guys more than you're going to see the younger, because they don't understand the ramifications with it.
Right.
So.
One of the, I just tell you a story. I was in Livingston one night and eating at the bar by the hotel, and they talked, what do you do? What do you do? Blah, blah, blah. What are you doing? I said, where are you from? You know, and I'm originally from Wilsaw, just up the road there. I said, you know, they're looking for a water operator. This was a couple of years ago, 2 years. He goes, well, yeah, but don't you have to have a degree in chemistry for that? He said, no. So public is under the impression you have to have like a degree in chemistry to be a water operator. And I don't know where that fits in anything, but you know, if you got your favorite waitress at the restaurant, you might want to recruit them to come be a what? You know, you might have to go out and recruit people that you know are good workers. And
there's nothing against you robbing somebody too. It happens.
Yeah.
And there's nothing. It's employee relationship. So the whole trick is that that person and the clerk are kind of your backbone of your town functioning.
They're the ones that keep it running.
Yeah.
And they have
you guys' job, you guys are really good, and I hope you stick to your guns. You guys need to defend
them.
Those guys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's kind of the partnership you see. When you see any good town that they're really cooking, that's what you'll see. They'll put up some stuff, but then there's a limit where you guys step in and go, well, wait a minute. You know, this is why you elected me. Let's do what we do. This job is just to make sure everything's still going and cooking.
And that would be nice because it's never been that way before.
And anonymous complaints, I don't believe in anonymous complaints. If you're good enough to waste my time, put your name on it.
Exactly. There's a difference between a complainant and a complainer.
Yeah.
Yeah, and part of that we have to deal with later on, because I started prior to you. We don't have any formal complaints in the office, which doesn't really fly with me, because I've been on the other end too. Like,
as in, we've gotten them filed, or we don't?
We don't have anything that you can file or anything.
That's what I'm saying.
And, yeah.
Like the form you're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay.
We don't have anything, and the past one put a stop to it. So to give you an idea, like 15, 20 years ago, I had to call a party and say, I'm making a complaint about the officer who opened my house door, and I got told she wouldn't do that, and I don't think any complaint like that should be handled with, she wouldn't do that, hang on.
Well, and you're right, you should investigate, but that's...
But yeah, we have to have a formal deal, and we have to be balanced.
Yeah, you guys are the balancing act. So.
Yeah, if you have a real problem, a real problem is a lot different than just wanting to complain.
Yeah,
but it... Most of the time, I see when I'm out in the field a lot is I asked him to scrape off the grass off the concrete because it was on there. That's not his job to do that kind of work, you know. Now, I've seen it before too, is where the employee can say, well, it's not my job to do that. It's the brother-in-law to the mayor, and the mayor comes in and says, yeah, you need to go do that. But then...
Only child.
You see where I'm going.
Right. Yep.
So yeah. You guys mm-hmm. got to be kind of... It's not easy, but you're the heads of the leadership, so...
Well, yes, I move to accept Resolution 546 with the amendment of 21 to 35 for the clerk treasurer.
So we have a motion.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor for accepting Resolution 546 with the amendment, signify by saying aye.
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 Carried.
Do you guys have to wait a month or two to hire somebody on that way?
No.
No.
Resolutions.
Oh, okay. Okay. That'd be on now.
Different departments.
Okay. He's still out to the public works job.
Yeah, are we posting tomorrow then?
Well, I want you guys to somebody look over what we're going to post and come up with something different.
The only thing I'm kind of concerned about is the insurance because Dennison hasn't got back with me on anything about that because that was never voted on. And where there's no resolution, there's no minutes that we were giving that.
Well, usually I think it's legal, so you have to give it 30 days. I mean, once you...
I guess what I'm saying is we're going to say we are starting off with individual full coverage and advertise it as that until we get some response back from
well,
Dennison.
I don't know if you can... do that because right now that's not how it is with MMIA. It's right now for the year, of this year, it's full
for insurance
for health insurance.
Simple.
Because
employee
we've elected that's what has been
right?
elected for the last 2 years.
Or employee family, whatever.
Right. I think we
because somebody put it in there. And
goes
and
back to 2023.
I don't know. Dennison isn't responding. So
hard
I'm
to take
like,
it away once it's already there.
I'm just saying for this year, because I don't know if we can go back and because it's a group election that happens.
Because then you, once you get hired, you go and do it like a.
Yeah.
So I think we leave it the same.
Right.
That's
I don't think that comes up until June.
What we're discussing is
November?
We provide
June.
Insurance
is open
for
maybe.
The employee and the entire family, not just the employee. So we're covering their entire family.
It got
and what Tammy's saying is it didn't used to be that way. It was just the employee.
Mm-hmm.
Then they
and
had to bring
had
their,
to purchase the additional
their other
attendants. Somebody put
I
that.
I can tell you it didn't used to be
I
that way.
I can tell you. Somebody walked in the office and said, do this. Without the authority, and here's the deal. This is a spine balancing act of we're going to increase everybody's water rates drastically doing that.
Well, that's,
And we just did it.
See, and we can't go backwards since it's already in effect for the year. We can't go backwards.
Yeah.
Well, it's an ugly stick, but is everybody knows it, and everything you do, is everywhere you go, it's the same.
Yeah, it would.
Outside of here, like other, what is like from what does Joliet offer?
Joliet
you know?
Offers single.
Single.
Yeah, Billings does the same thing.
Single.
I mean,
single.
Team does the same thing. They pay mine, and then I pay for everybody else's.
Right.
My
yeah.
son has a federal job. He gets single.
See, and for us to go backwards, we would actually have to wait till the end of the year.
Right.
The city council would probably have to vote to go backwards the other way because somebody has already set the precedent.
And then we'd have to renegotiate with our secretary because...
I get that.
Yeah.
You know, that's, you know, but I don't want somebody stepping in thinking they get full coverage and it might not go backwards.
So another thing, if you had, so there's a town over west of here, the guy's wife works at the hospital in the big town and she has buku good coverage insurance. So the town just pays this guy an extra, whatever that money would be per month. They give him that on top of his wages for not having insurance.
I think it depends on the town you're at. I work at a school. So we went, when I first started, we had full coverage. Mm-hmm. And we even had family. And then they walked in, I don't know, this about 7 or 8 years ago, and they went. We're offering a stipend of $750, which at the time, the $750 covered me and my kid. I think I had to pay $20 extra a month. Now the $750 doesn't even cover all mine, you know, and that's just what they did. Livingston offers a stipend, but we don't get it. If we don't use it, we walk away from it. But some places do, you know. I've got, let's say you have one single guy and he's not taking the insurance. Well, we'll offer you $2 extra an hour or whatever, you know. Yeah. It isn't going to tell
you. I'm not sure if that's really, I see what you're saying, but I think as a council, you should probably make a rule that this is what, how you're going to follow.
Yeah.
Because what scares me right now is with all this legislation going on, and if they truly are going to cut all that, those companies are going to make up that money somewhere.
Mm-hmm. And so it's probably going to get laid back out to all of us. And then you know what's going to happen. All the insurance is going to go higher for everybody.
Oh, yeah.
So it's got to be a fair and equal balance. You can, but you're not trying to kill somebody, but you're trying to make sure that they can live. You know?
Yeah.
So, and the other side of it too is with insurance is now the younger population is kind of, what are they called, gypsy type.
10 foot tall and bulletproof.
Yeah, they work here for a little bit, work here for a little bit, work there. Whereas the older generation, you used to be like, I remember when I was young, you either got on BN or Timberweld, or you got on Beartooth Electric. Yeah, I got one of those three, or Cenex, but Cenex, again, if you're Catholic, you'd get in, no offense, but, but those were the three jobs you'd look for, and you got the job, you're set, you know. The mine wasn't working at that time, so you were set. But now it's so fluctuating that they'll jump from job to job to job to job that it's moving, so you're seeing more of the older population takes insurance, looks at that, the younger population goes, I'm young, I don't care, nothing's going to happen to me.
Hence our two boys who never got fined up for insurance.
Yeah, well, it's like Romeo says, my mom works for the refinery. He'd have signed up, he'd have lost the insurance from her, so.
Yeah, so, and for you guys, and I'm not, you know, nothing.
No, it works for you.
Just what's fair and equal, you know, and try to make it a rule so it's not a standard.
Can you put that as negotiable?
That's something that's going to have to come down the road. And
not until the end of the year.
Right now, as it comes forward.
We have it this way, and then at the end of the year, next year when we start with it, then we have to make
a decision.
We have
to address it again.
Yeah. We have to address it. We have to figure out.
Well, we can come up with a plan, have a plan ready, and then when I have to fill that form out.
We can think about having a plan, and I guess the deal is just be honest with them and forewarn them. That come June, insurance could possibly change, you know, mm-hmm. could possibly go to single payer.
Yeah. Well, it's not just going to hit you guys. I mean, it's going to hit everybody.
Yeah. But it's really hard to sell it to the public, you know, when everybody's getting single, that we're all of a sudden covering somebody's whole family.
But if everybody else is doing it, they're going to see it. Every direction.
Romeo.
So.
Oh, he's done the 31st. I tried to talk him into staying.
Yeah, they're done.
And he was like, Tatum wouldn't even get out of the truck to come talk to us. So,
no, yeah, well.
What's Tatum going to do then?
Who knows?
Probably go back to work at Edgar Bar Steakhouse and work 3 or 4 days a week.
Stay with mom.
They're young kids. They both live at home. I'll take care of Tatum.
I'm for sure different than when I was younger.
I know. We all had jobs when we were, 14 or 15?
I was
old
by 19, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, 14.
I think I babysat from the time I was 12. I actually had my first job when I was 13 at the Green Gates.
On both places. Because it's...
For several years.
Green Gables is Cody.
Yeah.
Not that anybody would try anything.
Well, if you're in...
I worked at the Holiday Inn
for
2 summers.
Oh, I worked at the Holiday Inn.
It's yours to do.
I was 19.
Yeah.
So should we officially adjourn and then we can jibber jabber?
I move to adjourn.
We have a motion. Wait. I need something to throw on the table for you guys.
Can we officially? I don't know if we can officially. Can we talk about that?
Has to be
on this, so we can do it off record.
It's our call.
And then you can.
It's our call.
You go off the record.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not good with the.
Yeah, you'll go off the record when the meeting closes.
Wagner,
so we have a motion to adjourn.
I second that.
We have a second to adjourn. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. We're adjourned.
Okay.
Okay, cool. Now you're off the record.
Okay. Off the record.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Play ball. All right, I call this meeting to order.
Look at all these pens with nothing to sign.
Oh, I lied. What's first?
Public comment. But we can...
None.
None?
whatever you want to do. Public comment, what I can do, well, I guess I can put it in here, right?
Public comment on our item.
We have to public comment only on the item right now. And then we'll move past that. Then we'll go all after. Right.
Moving on. So we're at the resolution. I shall read the resolution. Resolution 546, a resolution to update the wage pay scale for the employees of the town of Frauenburg. Whereas, the town council shall determine by ordinance or resolution the salaries and compensation of elected and appointed city officers and all city employees. Whereas, from time to time, applicants for employment may be considered to have various degrees of experience, training, education, and other qualifications, which would require more flexible ability to establish salary and or wages. Whereas to attract the best applicants for town jobs, the town council must have the flexibility to offer differing salaries and or wages based upon experience. Now, therefore, it be resolved by the town council, the town of Frauenburg, Montana. So the salary and wage scale, did you guys look at this? Where our wages were?
No, I glanced at it.
So the public works director would top out at 35. The part-time city employee would top out at 28. Clerk treasurer, full-time 35. Clerk treasurer, part-time 22. General laborer would top out at 20. At budget time, the town council shall have the sole discretion to increase salaries and wages. 3. $1 raise given for achievement of water certificate, $1 raise given for achievement of wastewater certificate, $1 raise for achievement of human resource certificate. If duly passed and adopted at the regular town meeting council this 29th day of October 2025, the resolution shall become effective immediately upon passage. We don't have to do this one twice?
No.
But I move to amend this.
Good.
And that, otherwise we're not going to be in compliance.
Good.
So the clerk, full-time starting 21 to 35.
21 to 35?
Uh-huh. Just so we're in compliance. Otherwise we're
compliance
not.
Compliance with what?
Because she's not making 25 at the current time.
Oh,
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, well, okay. we just keep her down there and then she work harder.
Well, I put it 25 because that's what we had discussed at the meeting, so now we'll just have to officially change.
But we had talked about it, so it doesn't look, you know, so.
Can we amend that?
I'll just make a change, yeah.
And then I have one quick question regarding the public works director at 35. Is that an additional, like, let's say we start at 35 and then he gets a water certificate, 36, 37, 38? Okay. I'm just, how it noted, I didn't know if that was upon, you know, if we had it.
It's pretty standard. I think these guys the same thing. It's pretty standard right now. If you look on city leagues and towns, the majority of them that are like, you get a dollar for this, you get a dollar for that.
Your population size.
Right.
And the attract people to the job that are qualified.
Yeah. And generally, if you're starting off at 35, they've got their water certificate.
That's kind of what I was
saying. They've got their sewer certificate.
Right, right.
If you're starting off lower, you know, at 25, they don't have it.
Well, they're going to stay where they're at, too.
Yeah.
They're probably making that wage.
Yeah.
I was just curious if that was in addition to the 35 an hour. So I'm good.
The public works job is the one that he's going to take the brunt of.
Yeah.
I mean, he's.
Yeah.
He's the
man.
Yeah.
He's the one that takes the brunt of everything.
But at that wage, well,
and I mean everything.
And you should probably, in that wage too, in that category, you're probably going to see 40 to 50, 60 year old guys more than you're going to see the younger group. Because they don't understand the ramifications with it.
Right.
So.
One of the, I'll just tell you a story. I was in Livingston one night and eating at the bar by the hotel and they talked, what do you do? What do you do? Blah, blah, blah. What are you doing? I said, where are you from? You know, and I'm originally from Wilsaw, just up the road there. I said, you know, they're looking for a water operator. This was a couple of years ago. He goes, Well, yeah, but don't you have to have a degree in chemistry for that? I said, no. So public is under the impression you have to have, like, a degree in chemistry to be a water operator. And I don't know where that fits in anything, but, you know, if you got your favorite waitress at the restaurant, you might want to recruit them to come be a water, you know, you might have to go out and recruit people that you know are good workers. And
there's nothing against you robbing somebody, too. It happens.
Yeah.
And there's nothing, it's employee relationship. So the whole trick is that that person and the clerk are kind of your backbone of your town functioning.
They're the ones that keep it running.
Yeah.
And they have
you guys' job, what I'm gonna, you guys are really good, and I hope you stick to your guns. You guys need to defend
them.
Those guys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's kind of the partnership you see. You see any good town that they're really cooking, that's what you'll see. They'll put up some stuff, but then there's a limit where you guys step in and go, well, wait a minute. You know, this is why you elected me. Let's do what we do. His job is just to make sure everything's still going and cooking.
And that would be nice because it's never been that way before.
And anonymous complaints, I don't believe in anonymous complaints. If you're good enough to waste my time, put your name on it.
There's a difference between a complainant and a complainer.
Yeah, and
part of that we have to deal with later on, because I started prior to you. We don't have any formal complaints in the office, which doesn't really fly with me, because I've been on the other end too. We don't have anything that you can file or anything.
That's what I'm saying.
And yeah,
like a form you're talking about.
Yeah,
okay.
We don't have anything, and the past one put a stop to it. So to give you an idea, like 15, 20 years ago, I had to call a party and say, I'm making a complaint about the officer who opened my house door, and I got told she wouldn't do that. And I don't think any complaint like that should be handled with, she wouldn't do that. Hang on.
And you're right. You should investigate. But that's...
But yeah, we have to have a formal deal, and we have to be balanced.
Yeah. You guys are the balancing act.
Yeah. If you have a real problem, a real problem is a lot different than just wanting to complain.
Yeah. Yeah. But most of the time I see when I'm out in the field a lot is I asked him to scrape off the grass off the concrete because it was on there. That's not his job to do that kind of work, you know. Now, I've seen it before too, is where the employee can say, well, it's not my job to do that. It's the brother-in-law to the mayor, and the mayor comes in and says, yeah, you need to go do that. But then...
Only child.
You see where I'm going. Right.
Yep.
So yeah. You guys got to be kind of... It's not easy, but you're the heads of the leadership, so...
Well, I guess I'm moved to accept Resolution 546 with the amendment of the 21 to 35 for the clerk treasurer.
So we have a motion.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor for accepting Resolution 546 with the amendment, signify by saying aye.
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 Carried.
Do you guys have to wait a month or two to hire somebody on that way?
No.
No.
Resolutions.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That deal now.
Different departments. Okay.
He's still out to a public works job.
Yeah, are we posting tomorrow then?
Well, I want you guys to somebody look over what we're going to post and come up with something different.
The only thing I'm kind of concerned about is the insurance, because Dennison hasn't got back with me on anything about that, because that was never voted on. And where there's no resolution, there's no minutes that we were giving that.
Well, usually I think it's legal, so you have to give it 30 days. I mean, once you...
I guess what I'm saying is we're going to say we are starting off with individual full coverage and advertise it as that until we get some response back from Dennis.
I don't know if you can do that because right now that's not how it is with MMIA. It's for the year of this year, it's full.
For insurance,
for health insurance. Because we've elected, that's what has been elected for the last 2 years.
Spouse or employee, family, whatever.
Right, I think we
because somebody put it in there and
goes back to 2023.
I don't know, Denison isn't responding. So
hard to take it away once it's already there.
Right. I'm just saying for this year, because I don't know if we can go back and because it's a group election that happens.
Because then you, once you get hired, you go and do it like a...
Yeah.
So I think we leave it the same.
Right.
I don't think that comes up until, June?
What we're discussing is we provide insurance
is open,
for
maybe.
The employee and the entire family, not just the employee. So we're covering their entire family.
It got
and what Tammy's saying is it didn't used to be that way. It was just the employee. Mm-hmm. Then they
and
had to bring
had
their,
to purchase the additional.
Their other attendants.
Somebody put
I
that.
I can tell you it didn't used to be
I
that way.
I can tell you. Somebody walked in the office and said, do this without the authority. And here's the deal. This is a spine balancing act of we're going to increase everybody's water rates drastically. Doing that.
Well, that's
And we just did it.
See, and we can't go backwards since it's already in effect for the year. We can't go backwards.
Yeah.
Well, it's an ugly stick, but is everybody knows it, and everything you do is everywhere you go, it's the same.
Yeah. It would
outside of here. Like other, what does Joliet offer?
Joliet offers single.
Single.
Yeah.
Billings does the same thing.
So single. Living single.
Team does the same thing. They pay mine, and then I pay for everybody else's.
Right.
My son has a federal job. He gets single.
See, and for us to go backwards, we would actually have to wait till the end of the year.
Right.
The city council would probably have to vote to go backwards the other way because... Somebody has already set the precedent.
And then we'd have to renegotiate with our secretary because.
and I get that.
Yeah.
You know, that's, but I don't want somebody stepping in thinking they get full coverage and it might not go backwards.
So another thing, if you had, so there's a town over west of here, the guy's wife works at the hospital in the big town and she has VUCU good coverage insurance. So the town just pays this guy an extra, whatever that money would be per month. They give him that on top of his wages for not having insurance.
I think it depends on the town you're at. I work at a school. So we went, when I first started, we had full coverage. And we even had family. And then they walked in, I don't know, this about 7 or 8 years ago, and they went, we're offering a stipend of $750, which at the time, the $750 covered me and my kid. I think I had to pay $20 extra a month. Now the $750 doesn't even cover all mine, you know, and that's just what they did. Livingston offers a stipend, but we don't get it. If we don't use it, we walk away from it. But some places do, you know. I've got, let's say you have one single guy and he's not taking the insurance. Well, we'll offer you $2 extra an hour or whatever, you know. Yeah. It isn't going to tell
you. I'm not sure if that's really, I see what you're saying, but I think as a council, you should probably make a rule that this is what, how you're going to follow.
Yeah.
Because what scares me right now, is with all this legislation going on, and if they truly are going to cut all that, those companies are going to make up that money somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's probably going to get laid back out to all of us, and then you know what's going to happen. All the insurance is going to go higher for everybody.
Oh, yeah.
So it's got to be a fair and equal balance. You can, but you're not trying to kill somebody, but you're trying to make sure that they can live. You know?
Yeah.
So, and the other side of it, too, is with insurance is now, the younger population is kind of, what do they call, gypsy type
10 foot tall and bulletproof.
Yeah, they work here for a little bit, work here for a little bit, work there. Whereas the older generation, it used to be like, I remember when I was young, you either got on BN or Timberweld, or you got on Beartooth Electric. Yeah, I got 103 or Cenex, but Cenex, again, if you're Catholic, you'd get in, no offense. But those were the three jobs you'd look for, and you got the job, you're set. You know, the mine wasn't working at that time, so you were set. But now it's so fluctuating that they'll jump from job to job, that it's moving. So you're seeing more of the older population takes insurance, looks at that. The younger population goes, I'm young, I don't care, nothing's going to happen to me.
Hence our two boys who never got fined up for insurance.
Yeah, well, it's like Romeo says, my mom works for the refinery. He'd have signed up, he'd have lost the insurance from her, so...
Yeah, so, and for you guys, and not, you know, nothing...
It only works for your 26.
Fair and equal, you know, and try to make it a rule so it's not a standard.
Can you put that as negotiable?
That's something that's going to have to come down the road. And
not until the end of the year.
Right. Now, as it comes forward,
we have it this way, and then at the end of the year... Next year, when we start with it, then we have to make
the
decision.
We have to address it again.
We have to address it. We have to figure out.
Well, we can come up with a plan, have a plan ready, and then when I have to fill that form out.
We can think about having a plan, and I guess the deal is just be honest with them and forewarn them that come June, insurance could possibly change. You know, mm-hmm. could possibly go to single payer.
Yeah. Yeah. So, well, it's not just going to hit you guys. I mean, It's going to hit everybody.
Yeah. But it's really hard to sell it to the public, you know, when everybody's getting single, that we're all of a sudden covering somebody's whole family.
But if everybody else is doing it, they're going to see it. Every direction.
Romeo. He's done the 31st. I tried to talk him into staying.
Yeah, they're done.
And he was like, Tatum wouldn't even get out of the truck to come talk to us, so.
No, yeah, well.
What's Tatum going to do then?
Who knows?
Probably go back to work at Edgar Bar Steakhouse and work 3 or 4 days a week.
Stay with mom.
They're young kids. They both live at home. I'll take care of Tatum.
I'm sure different than when I was younger.
I know. We all had jobs when we were, 14 or 15?
I was out by 19,
yeah.
Yeah, 14.
I think I babysat from the time I was 12. I actually had my first job when I was 13 at the Green Gables.
Because it's...
For several years.
Green Gables is Cody.
Yeah.
Not that anybody would try anything about.
Well, if you're in...
I worked at the Holiday Inn for 2 summers.
Oh, I worked at the Holiday Inn.
She's yours to do.
I was 19.
Yeah.
So should we officially adjourn and then we can jibber jabber?
I move to adjourn.
We have a motion.
Wait. I need something to throw on the table for you guys.
Can we officially? I don't know if we can officially. Can we talk about that? Has to be on this. So we can do it off record.
It's
our call. You go off the record.
Yeah, I'm not good with the.
Yeah, you'll go off the record when the meeting closes.
Wagner,
so we have a motion to adjourn.
I second that.
We have a second to adjourn. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. We're adjourned. Okay, cool. Now you're off the record.
Okay, off the record.